Hello, and welcome to the Octagon Party audio series. We've got a great one for you tonight, folks. It's party number 8. Micah the King Dennison returns to reclaim his throne. Tonight's recap is brought to you by Taco Bell, combining the same 5 ingredients in a totally new way. Unveiling the Grand Zito, an exciting new permutation of beans, beef, cheese, lettuce, and a corn tortilla. Tonight we've got guest commentary, Doug Anderson. It's a wonderful night, folks. Enjoy the party.
Final table. Can I get a chip count, please?
Corbin, you went out early. Tell me what happened. Because last time you were a fourth place finisher. We'd like to know what you're thinking is tonight.
Didn't have cards. Actually, there were decent cards, so I had to come in on the hands. They just weren't good enough. I'd rather just give me shit or give me good cards, but don't give me those in-between garbage. That's what did me
in. So if you could ask for your hands over, you'd either want great cards or shit cards.
That's what happened last week. Either I won the big hands and folded on all the crap hands, but here I had all these tempting hands.
Great strategy, great strategy.
Taken out by holes of the roommate. All in takes me out.
Now, is he Princess Leia or is he Luke Skywalker?
Princess Leia.
Okay, good call.
All in?
Heads up, all in, my friends.
All in.
I need some diamonds.
We have a swagger, all in. Oh! Oh, he's got a 6-2 diamonds. Oh, he's got 2 diamonds on the king, 5 diamonds, and a 9 of spades. And he gets a 4 of spades. And oh, he gets a 5. And who is...
Put him on the glass!
And Bone with the 8. Hearts suited. Seth Weinger makes it to the final table. And in his first appearance at the Octagon Party, excellent showing.
Thank you, Doug. Seth, some lessons from Doug Anderson that helped out a lot.
Yeah. You made it to the final table. That's not easy to do. What would you say your strategy is?
That's small. Hope to stay alive.
That's small. So is that the same strategy you use when you're going after the women?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. Thank you very much. Your consolation prize is downstairs. The dog is left it down there. Final table whittled down to 7. Barry Zim, Armstrong, Abramson, Prentice, Dennison, and DC. Dawson's playing cards, refuses to deal, can't get a tip. Third place. Abramson likes it. He's going to throw in 5. DC shuffles, thinks about it, and tosses him in. Abramson pulls in a small pot, but a helping one at that, and flicks off the commentator. Bill goes all in. Bill's all in. And the looks around the table are a little scared. Phil being the second place finisher in the NBA poker tournament in Vegas this weekend. When Phil goes all in, folks think about it. And Abramson. And Abramson out.
That's it, right?
Heads up.
All right.
Heads up. And Phil with ace, king, spade suited, and Zim with a queen, king, and a king.
Give me that.
No help.
Give me the girl. Give me that. Jack.
Oh! And Prentice with the ace kicker wins with pair kings ace kicker. Zim loses with pair kings queen kicker. And fortunes are changing here at the final table, ladies and gentlemen. And Marcus calls a blind, no peeking.
Marcus
is all in on the blind with a blind, no peeking. We have a multi-way. We got 4 people in. 4-way action. 4-way is better than 3-way.
No, that's my door.
Lining no peaky.
Queen of spades, 5 of spades, 8 of hearts on the flop. Marcus still hasn't looked at his cards, refuses to. And Abramson folds. So it's Bone versus Barry. Barry all in. Barry turns over a 6-7 offsuit, and Bone with the... But Marcus pulls the straight, and pulls the straight!
straight on the 4th Street to stay alive and take a rather small pot, but a pot nonetheless. Marcus is going to stay in, and he's got a stake. He may be able to take it to the next level. Work his way back into the game. Let's get a word from the crowd. Utila, you were in early and had a couple nice hands, but tell us what happened tonight.
Goddamn flush draws, man. Killing me.
Every time the goddamn flush draws.
That's right.
And now Utila changes strategy, only going to play pairs.
Who's missing?
Phil, Bone, Barry, and Zim, all players in the weekend NBA postal tournament.
I just want to say that the carne asada torta I had from Cholita was probably the best fucking torta I've ever had.
And I live across the street from that place.
Cholita.
That's right.
Cholita means great. So.
And they deliver. And the phone number?
Deliver.
ChalutaGrill.com?
I don't know.
You can get them on ChalutaGrill.com if you're interested.
Guys, tacos is 80s. It's all about Cholita Grill.
Sky's Tacos was the preferred menu of choice at the Octagon Party, but Cholita has taken the top spot.
Carne asada, unbelievable.
The official word from CP is about Cholita Grill is?
Cholita Grill is fucking rocking like docking.
Phil's large. Dennison claims to be large. But and Bone is small.
Did you get a Vegas last weekend?
Shut up, CP.
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck was with that aggression? The tape recorder heard that aggression. Could you please explain yourself?
Couldn't make it to Vegas. I'm Barry. Barry getting big. Puts a stack of greens out there. Like an Eiffel Tower, and Jake throws in a couple blacks, and a lot of people folding around the table.
Mike is gonna call it.
Phil folds. Micah calls.
Micah
hides it, tries it, and buys it.
No, you can't. It's done.
Mike is betting. A little disagreement at the table. People getting aggravated. Folks getting aggravated, but there's still three players left. Barry Zimmer. And an ace, 2-3 hearts and a spade come up on the flop, and Jake folds, and it's Barry, and King comes up, trip aces, and Mike up pulls in a lot of blacks, healthy pot, and Barry is out. Barry goes out second. Final table remains. DC, Jim, Armstrong, Abramson, Prentice, and Dennison. Dennison with the healthy second chip.
I'd say the Al Pastor over at Cholita was El Magnifico. El Magnifico. Ryan's wife couldn't make it better.
CP paid to promote the Cholita Grill.
Just tell you right now, Scott.
Doing an excellent job.
It's out. It's out. It's done.
They were shutting down when we were over there, I think. Don't like that at all.
Hey, there's usually some good stuff in the dumpster, though. So you might want to check that out.
They might still be open, but...
Dennison rubbing his grubby paws. Folds. DC turns his cards over. Got pocket eights versus an 8-10. And he's got a 4-6-9. Ace high, still good. Pair of nines. And the final card is a king. And Phil on the river catches a flush, knocks out DC. DC with a dagger to the heart is out. And the final table is reduced to 5. Dennison, Zim, Armstrong, Abramson, and Prentice. Next one out, and the rest of them get paid. That's how it works here at the Octagon Party. Zim, a rookie at the final table,
Ooh, and Dawson with a misdeal. Dawson, the professional dealer, actually misdeals. Dawson has misdealed. This is unprecedented. This has never happened at the final table. Dawson has never misdealt at the final table. This is unprecedented. And the deal is... Well...
I do not fear misdeals.
Misdeals.
Dawson, undaunted by the misdeal, continues on.
Misdeals are not an option.
That I fear.
In this dojo.
You got it.
Yeah.
Dawson stands up.
What's the guy's name?
He's ready to deal.
Cree.
And he deals out to the final five.
What is his name? Like Cree or something like that?
Yeah, cool, man.
And the five final Octagon players, either chips. And Bone Abramson and Prentice all fold. And it's heads up with Dennison and Zim. Dennison forcing Zim into an all-in situation. Is Zim going to go all in? He's forced to make a decision, and he turns him over. He's all in. King 9 for Dennison, and a queen 3. And a pair of 3s. Oh, Jake still wants the girl, but he's still got the 3. And a pair of 9s for Micah wins it. And Zim is out. Zim won out of the money. Unbelievable. We need to get a word with Zim. Zim, it's been a while since you've been at the final table. You're one out of the money. Tell me what your thoughts are here.
It all comes down to the fucking flop I had against Phil. He had ace king suited. I had king queen suited. And we
was
got a king
like
on the
like
flop.
8 o'clock tonight, or when?
No, this is the final table. This is the final table.
It wasn't the hand you just had.
No. The hand I just had, I was queen 3. I only had a couple chips left. I was going to be the small blind next. I figured I'd give it a shot here. Micah was small, so.
So you pretty much chopped out your legs early, is what you're telling us.
Yeah, exactly. The crucial hand was the Phil hand that took my heavy chip.
I would think it was the chip leader at the final table to start it off,
but it just went downhill for me. I. It's no limit. You never know what happens. You got to go in with a king, queen, suited, and a no limit family. You got to figure somebody's bluff. And Phil plays straight. I should have known.
It's no limit. You never know what happens. And you know Phil plays straight. But what do you think about the 4 NBA poker players from Vegas making the final table? Is it skill or is it luck?
I think it's skill, no doubt about it. I think we learned a lot this weekend from observing each other, from observing some of the Zarks at Wharton, some of the Zarks at Kellogg. And
did you observe each other just in the poker tournaments, or did you observe each other like at other places? how much observing did you do?
There was some odd and non-repeatable events.
Did you ever observe anybody at the Olympic Gardens or at Crazy Horse 2?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
More importantly, Jake, is... Bobby Gazzelli
affected
your game at this point.
No, I'm over that.
So affected by that.
You live and you learn. I put that shit behind me. If I see him on the street with my boys, I'm going to take him down, clearly. But
Bobby Gazzelli, be warned. Zim is coming after you.
I'd be a member in September of those who dismember the Southern member.
Well said. Micah claiming that somebody farted, but can't prove it.
Lay's, dude. Lay's potato chips.
Claiming that it smells like Lay's. And the
where do you get Lay's?
The payouts are laid out on the table. The stacks of hundreds are laid out. Folks looking at them, thinking, one of those are mine. Not sure which one. Hoping for the big pile.
Ryan's it looks like a firepower.
Ryan Bone, who's pretty much always been in contention but never been in the money, is now looking at him. Definitely pulling in something tonight.
Ryan's definitely got pole position at this point, going into the fucking final lap.
Ryan with pole position.
I don't know. I think you take pole position.
Pole position is usually at the start of the race, but not at the final lap. But
if we were starting, Ryan would have pole position right now.
CP with a
pole.
profound comment at the bottom of his Cerveza Pacifico.
I like the word position, too.
Yeah, doggy position.
Desert style poker.
Dennison Armstrong heads up. Two players flush with chips.
Ryan's adjusting.
It's no limit.
He's sitting on a Serrano.
And they're just kind of eyeing things, throwing out chips, just grabbing stacks, feeling it. 6 jack 10 on the flop,
Ryan's
3 on 4th Street.
Ryan's got him right where he wants.
And Ryan Boner looks to have a somewhat of a tent in his pants after that 4th Street card.
Ryan,
he may have
Ryan's
something
got him right where he wants him.
Yeah, Ryan Boner with a boner in his pants, actually believing that he's won this hand.
If you see right there, Ryan's desperate to get his hand down for a rearrangement. He's fighting back the urge because he doesn't want to blow his fucking cover.
And Boner stacks his chips, and there's three healthy stacks of greens, one of them about as big as Boner's boner, and a king of spades with a possible flush on the, and turns him over, and it's two aces, where nobody's sure who's won, and Dennison with a kicker seven, barely higher than Bones. Suited ace four diamonds wins, and Boner smiling, and his boner suddenly is retreated, and I don't see he's back to the angry inch is Boner.
Put the five cards down.
Yeah,
just your hand to poker.
So if you have like an ace high with like a...
Then we tie in the king, we tie in the queen, we tie in the jack, and it's a 10 takes. And somebody else is going to use five cards and turn poker.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know
there
was such a
hand.
Leia telling Skywalker what's up.
I got it, somebody wins.
Holzer will never have the feeling of ever wearing a belt in his life again. Holzer grew up being beaten by a belt. This is the first time he's ever been able to wear one.
Looking for a queen. Who's got the queen? The lady will make the straight. And 5-3 offsuit. What are these shit hands that are being played? 6-8 and Phil with a pair of fives on the river on a 5-3 offsuit. Phil is the biggest joke of a player that we've ever seen. Playing that kind of shit, all of you should have folded. You should be fucking ashamed of yourself. We don't even want to see those hands. Those should be thrown away. TV, they would have given you different hands just to make it look good. That was ridiculous. That's right. And Phil throws in two big blacks and buys it. Isaac tries it and buys it. Now, Honolulu Kid is amassing chips. Amassing chips. It's looking like a Dennison Prentice showdown, but Bone and Abramson hanging on, waiting for their cards. And Prentice and Dennison out. So it's the two little guys fighting away for what they each have. And a queen pair of fives on the flop. And Bone all in! Bone and Bone scares him away. And Abramson hangs on to what's left. Grabs his nutsack and will live to face another round of cards.
Like if you go on like a game,
no idea.
If you read in a book, it will say like you can use one kicker or something like that.
Which book?
Like I'm saying, I don't know that all games you play with like multiple kickers. I don't think that's a universal rule.
You didn't really get it.
That say you each have
top five cards on the board.
Say you can play like, say you each have ace high flushes and pull the second card as a king. You don't necessarily go. That's a draw sometimes. That's played that way.
It is a draw sometimes. That's how we play.
We don't go to a third card.
No, we play if there's a draw. If the top five cards draw, then it's a draw.
No, not cards in top five.
We only play the top five cards.
I'm saying I've read where there's rules where they say you use an extra kicker. Like,
oh, the Zimbabwe rule.
Like you just have an ace. Say one person has an ace king, 10, the top three in the flush. Someone else has an ace king. It doesn't really matter what the third one is.
Gorman has invented his own set of
what
rules.
I think is Gorman needs to write a book on how to fucking win. 101 ways to win at Texas Hold'em
by Jason Gorman. W. Gorman.
101 ways to have a filthy room and get your chick to clean it up by Jason Gorman.
Who's all in? Abramson is all in. And Dennison stacks the chips in front of him with authority. Phil stands up for it. Phil is standing up for the 10, the pair of 10s. He needs a jack. He needs a jack. He needs a jack. He gets a flush on the river. Eight of hearts and a straight. Wait, you got a straight too? Well, I was in a flush higher than a straight. He only needed the straight, but he took the flush, and Abramson is stacking him up. Abramson took a bite out of Micah's nuts on that one.
Just talking shit.
No, you were shit
faced.
You were shit house.
But I didn't know what I was doing.
You couldn't even speak.
You couldn't even speak.
You can almost feel the shit coming out of his mouth, hit you square in the face.
I had that belt through all of break. People were like, what the hell is that belt? I'm like, oh, shit face, I don't remember.
He wore it every day. He wore it every day. The entire Christmas break.
Yes, sir.
He was in the sauna naked at the health club wearing the belt.
I think whoever wins the belt's got to wear that to school the day of the fucking tournament. I think you should. I think whoever wins next two Tuesdays from now should wear that shit for the whole day. Walk around the school.
CP, you don't have to worry because you're probably not going to ever win the belt. So
yeah, that's why I don't care.
That's right.
I'll never have to look like a jackass running around with the belt.
That's right. Now, if somebody paid you $1,000 to look like a jackass, would you do it?
You don't need to pay me a grand, dude. I'll do that for $50.
Okay. Well. The fourth place is more than that, so.
The kid is up to something right now. He's scheming.
Kid's looking around.
I think he's double dealing.
He's not even dealing, so.
No, he will do.
But Bone, weren't you saying that Bone was the master chip man, and now
yeah, he was
to a small second green,
dominant,
about an inch high.
He had a 12-inch cock, and now he's down to about.
Man, that boner has shrunk, definitely shrunk.
About an inch.
He's definitely seen shrinkage. He's jumped into 40-degree water. Boner is just.
He was staring in balls deep.
Shot to nothing.
Now he can't even back.
There's only four.
Find his way to.
Boner was balls deep, and now we're looking at going to three.
When we go no limits to the game, when we go no limits to the table, there's no reason to.
What's the matter?
They're raised right up there.
Nothing.
But that's not the point. I want to have fun.
Should we go up there?
Boner hasn't had fun. Every time his boner is shot up, he's gotten rid of
it. I think that means it's no fun to be paid.
Well, I don't get what it is.
It's not about the money for Boner. Boner's not here for the money. It's all about the belt. And it's about the good time.
Why would people? Why should you be out? Why should we be out and out? When you first started, you should buy me a couple. So then, but how are you ever going to get to it? With 25, 30 guys playing, how are you ever going to get to a winner in a reasonable amount of time?
Armstrong and Dennison. Dennison with a jack queen offsuit. Bone with an ace six and a 5-2-9 and a six. Bone with a pair of sixes and Bone takes it, rakes him in and takes a chip out of Micah's nutsack. Bone is once again got chips all in, and it worked out for him. Bone's coming back.
If you ran a linear program and set the time constraints and all that shit, I bet you the blinds would pretty much come out about where they are right now. Yeah, that's the optimal solution.
You sound nothing like Basalt.
Oh, dude, believe me, I can do the best fucking bazook, Basalt impersonation that you've ever heard.
And one wants to know, where is Corey Gasway right now with his Basalt impersonation?
He can't do an impersonation. He's tough.
What's Basalt's line, his signature line?
It's the word of mouse. It's the word of mouse.
Listen to me. I'm going to go.
It's the word of mouse.
I'm going to toss his drink right. Fucking Santa Claus beard and a toupee, and I'm gonna get stuff my stomach with a pillow.
That's
and
not
walk
is that
in
next year's Halloween?
No, dude, I'll do that for Halloween for sure. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that in front of the whole fucking school. at the end. I'll do it at graduation. I'll walk out onto that stage, and I will do my...
And it's Prentice and Dennison, and Dennison asking Prentice, and Dennison scares him away and takes a small sack of greens, putting up a big sack of blacks for it. Phil wasn't confident. Didn't feel it. Abramson, just an amazing... Amazing he's able to hang on here, just quietly sitting there, knowing that he's going to take some money, and calls. Prentice out.
Yeah, go ahead, folks.
Dennison out, and it's Bone Abramson, and they're going to play. King, pair of kings, and an eight. Hearts, pair of kings, hearts, and Abramson all in, and oh, the 3-9 of Bone just doesn't do it.
If the kid Bone was quiet,
Bone was checking his big blind, and Abramson is making it happen here. Fill out. Dennison sees it, and puts out three stacks of greens, not a huge stack, but just, and takes it like that. Dennison is muscling chips into his stack, and Bone is pissed off right now.
We've been doing half hour. You can play every week. Have you been doing a half hour today or 20 minutes?
20 minutes. And a half hour for the last two.
Yeah.
They solo.
But it's been a half hour. 11:30. We went up at 6.
Never been there.
Next time, 3 and 5.
Never been there.
Next time, bring a fucking laptop and do a linear program. We'll figure this shit out.
Next hour, me. It is 11:30.
I smell dissent at this table. I smell hatred and disgust. Most of it coming from Bone's anus. King 9-8, and Bone grabs his chick, starts to stack him, and throws his boner on the table. And everybody throws him in. Bone buys it. Shows his bullets. Boner shows his boner. And God, people at the table look scared.
Fucking meat hook right there. That's a fucking
Bone not to be denied with the bullets. Didn't win a lot, but took some. Added to his stack.
I would have been bummed to just walk away with such a little bit of a takings on a pocket ace.
Can't do shit like that.
Sometimes you get a boner and it just doesn't do anything for you. And that's how it works.
Sometimes you just have a premature shock.
Sometimes you get a blue balls.
Sometimes you cream in your jeans. Look at that.
And it's Prentice Dennison with a healthy pot. Blacks and greens and a 3-6-8. Threes and
black.
Six of spades and an eight of clubs.
It's all black.
And Prentice checks.
Somebody's going to have all black.
You can almost see the gears turning in Prentice's head. He's calculating the odds carefully. And
you can almost see the
Dennison,
X-ray vision.
You can almost see the drunkenness in Micah's eyes. And
you can almost see the telepathic behavior of Phil's ESP.
Micah talking shit, and a queen of hearts on 4th Street, and Dennison throwing in a lot. And Phil calls. When Phil calls, people ball. And we're down to the river, and the river is Jack, and there's a possible flush on the table, and Dennison grabs three blacks and puts Prentice to a decision. Prentice to a decision. He's either all in or he's scoring. And Yoon offers Prentice fourth place, offers it to him, and Prentice laughing at Dennison. He knows he's got the cards. So is he all in? With his about a grand that's left, and he's working his chips like a pro. He's flipping them like he twiddles the quid. He's amazing with the chips. He's waiting to see when he looks down if the black is on the edge. He's gonna go all in. If not, he's out. And he looks down. And the black is on the edge, and the kid...
I think the kid is fucking working my
guy. He's looking at it.
I think the kid...
You take it, guess what?
I'm proud of him.
Dennison's usually full of shit, but right now, nobody knows. nobody knows. Queen high on the board. Possible flush with the jack showing.
He wants him.
If Phil's got an ace king of spades, he's good. But he obviously doesn't have that. So. And Phil, thinking about what the payout is, actually considers what his moves are based on the payout. If it was 500, would it matter to you, Phil?
All right, I'm gonna call.
But you got he's got pocket nines, and Dennison with two pair of queens and sixes. Phil's out. Phil taken out by Dennison. And Phil takes his payout. His payout is. How much is your payout?
100, I think.
Phil, 100 means nothing to Phil. This is just pocket change to him. He's more interested in the belt. Phil wants the belt.
Had you grown up on the mainland, do you think you would have made a move like that? Or is that strictly...
I knew I had a winner on the flop. I should have gone all in. Queen came to beat me, though.
That's
the only card that could have beat me.
That was a byproduct of having grown up on an island.
Flop was your winner, and...
Should have gone all in.
You should have gone all in. But you know what? Monday morning quarterbacks never win.
Should have gone all in on what?
On the flop. He had pocket nines. He had top pair.
You got about $8 million.
Try to power him out.
Fucking Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Michael with his queen six might have bailed. And it's down to three. Bone, Abramson, and Micah. And Abramson is somehow staying alive quietly.
Ryan.
Abramson hoping to just squeak into first place without anybody noticing. Or even second, he'd be happy.
This is the guy who's almost ready to be out before the first change of blinds from 5 to 10.
He was all in at like the 10-20 blind change. And did a little rebuy.
My story last week.
The rebuy worked, huh?
You did double down.
That's what I did last time.
Rebuy didn't work for me. That's why I'm sitting here with cards but no money.
She'll get some tips.
No.
What's the...
That tip's like, Scott, don't wear that shirt ever again. It was kind of...
Total pot tonight of $1,100.
Butterfly effect.
Holzer still clinging onto the belt. Will not relinquish it until the new winner is crowned.
Butterfly effect is going to do in Micah. He just blew it. He just flapped the wind the wrong way. Now the whole fucking world is going to cave in on him.
No. What do I have to do? Right.
Bone and Micah, heads up. And Bone relinquishes. Bone frees his cards and throws in his small blind. Abramson with the big blind.
Dude, I thought I was going to leave at 9 o'clock.
And the only one still drinking is nobody.
Oh, I have another one. I know, I want a Bud Light. I just want some water.
He wants Bud Light, but he can't get it. There is Miller Lite. Miller Lite is more watery than Bud Light.
I'll have a Miller. I just want beer-flavored water right now. Zeke, you gotta help me out. Because you fucking...
Zeke Delvey, he knows a lot about carbs and beer. Can you help me out?
You need a beer yourself.
Was on the Atkins side.
Go get some double M.
Who's all in? Bone! All in! Queen King 7 on the flop. And Abramson! All in!
Yeah.
And Dennison scratches his forehead, eyes what's out there, and asks how much it is. Micah just throws out some blacks, he's got such a chip lead, it doesn't matter. King 3 and King 9, and a queen will win it for Micah. A queen! Micah! Two people out right now. He's in the lead, and he has. And Dennison has done it. He has trips our boss, and the crowd is somewhat underwhelmed. Micah knocked out Bone, and the second place is now under contention. Micah knocked out Bone and Abramson with trip queens that he caught on 4th Street, and it's over. Then DC profoundly states that it is over. And the higher the belt
is being transferred from Holzer back to Denison, where it was, and Camille shows up at the end. She's here. Yeah, and nobody, and actually, there's the least amount of beer ever drank tonight. Camille just came to see what's up as the belt being transferred. Denison takes his second crown, second belt. You mean like some sort of instead of a belt or what?
Give a big winner, the money clip.
Octagon Party. Holzer is going to go into business for himself, making Octagon Party.
Holzer's just taking off the belt.
Money clips.
Unfortunately, it's going to go back to being beaten with the belt and wearing the belt.
How does it feel to go from $120 down to about 90 pounds after relinquishing the belt?
It's a lot less than 90 pounds, actually.
It was tough. It was tough for Holzer tonight. He didn't catch the cars. Who was it that knocked you out tonight?
Who was? It was Bone. Bone killed me.
Bone knocked him out. Bone?
He had a pair of nines and pair of sevens. I had a pair of nines, pair of fives.
And Bone taking second place tonight by one chip and Jagger out.